It's a Monday morning, which means it's time for your Linden Hometown News. The Linden Hometown News is brought to you by Rustler's Front Street Grill. As you might have noticed, if you've popped through Linden recently, they're going through some renovations, but they are still open, and they are still ready to serve you. Stop by today and see great progress all coming soon. Rustler's, downtown on Front Street in Linden. Normally joining us on a Monday morning would be our man about Linden, Bo Wild, but the man about Linden sometimes needs a break from Linden. So we've got our second in command, man about Linden, Adam Smith, joining us this morning. As good a commander as any, Adam, you've got us filled in on all the fun festivities happening in Linden. Of course, Easter, big holiday, as we've been preluding to in the past couple of weeks. You have a good Easter holiday there up in Linden?
It was fabulous. Yeah, we had a great day. It was a beautiful day up in Linden. The mountains were out. The views of Church Mountain were spectacular, which seems appropriate for Easter Sunday, doesn't it, Deanna?
Yeah,
we started off with an Easter egg hunt in the backyard. Of course, that was dominated by my niece. She really ran away with that one. Then we got some lunch from Avenue Bread. That's right, Bellinghamsters. There is an Avenue Bread in Linden. It's right next to Village Books. That's right, Bellinghamsters. There's a Village Books in Linden as well. A lot of people don't realize that. So if you're heading up to Linden, make sure you pop in there right on Front Street. It's a beautiful facility there with the inn at Linden and overflow taps there as well. It's always nice when these businesses are open onto holidays so people don't have to slave away in the kitchen and make food. So that was a lot of fun. We also popped down to Bellwood Farms for their Easter weekend. We talked about this last week. That was great. Pictures with the Easter Bunny, some great bluegrass music from Queen's Bluegrass, some libations, sitting around the fire, having conversation. Again, beautiful views of mountains from Bellwood as well. So it's a great place to take some pictures, and we certainly took plenty of pictures there too. So much cool stuff to do in Linden. It's a great place to spend an Easter, and it was a really, really fun weekend.
Fantastic. Was it packed up there at Bellwood Farms? Were people out there enjoying the festivities?
Oh, it was crowded. Yeah, it was a great time. Everybody was having fun.
Excellent, excellent. Now moving beyond the Easter holiday, which I'm sure, again, if you celebrated, hope you had an excellent and safe weekend. The Linden Common Center on the Guide and the Cobblestone Hotel. Any updates on that progress there?
Indeed. If you've driven past the new Cobblestone Hotel development there on the Guide in Linden recently, you've probably noticed that they're putting their stone facade on the building right now. So they're cobbling the stones or stoning the cobbles. I don't know.
There's a word for that somewhere.
Something like that. But it's looking really good. Starting to come together. Linden Tribune is reporting that the plan is for an opening this summer for sure. So they're getting close. I don't have an exact date yet, but it's great news. Talking about 66 rooms at that hotel with a steakhouse, a chop house. Should be a really great addition to Linden to go along with the Inn at Linden and some of the other smaller hotels there. It's a nice looking facility. There's other buildings on that site as well. The new Linden Commons building, which will house like another overflow taps location, some other cool stuff. That's where that Bolton Tire Pros used to be. That's nearing completion. And the building that will house Mod Pizza is looking pretty good. The exterior is about done. They just need to, the city to review the plans for the interior of that one before they can move forward. But that's getting pretty close too. They don't quite have an estimate on opening day for that one just yet. And the new Northwest Car Wash building that's right there in that facility as well. They're really close to done. Looks like they just need to wrap up some mechanical work there before opening. Of course, that new Taco Bell opened for business recently on that spot, so all the Taco Bell fanatics up in Linden are certainly happy these days. It's already open, and people seem to be really enjoying that too. So it's looking really great, that spot there, just north of Hinton Chevrolet. It's going to be a really nice addition to Linden. I'm sure lots of folks, maybe if you're from Bellingham, you want to head up to Linden for a staycation, check out all this other stuff I just talked about on a weekend like this last weekend, stay at this new hotel once it opens up. Really cool spot. It's looking really good.
Excellent. And that's going to be a great addition, too, when the Northwest Washington fair season comes around. That doesn't matter if you're from Bellingham or anywhere close by. You want a place to rest your weary bones after a long day of gallivanting at the fair. That's going to be the place to do it.
Be able to walk right over to the fairgrounds from that hotel.
Brilliant. So, see?
Yeah, totally.
Even better. And another lawsuit is getting a court date, or rather, it has gotten a court date. A little bit of drama up in Linden. Tenants versus management, as I understand.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while. Unfortunately, that lawsuit that closed Linden's golf course at Homestead, it's heading to court on April 30th. One of the plaintiff's attorneys, though, has already said that they're going to appeal a ruling that was already ruled in that case. A judge ruled last month against the claim that there were violations of the State Consumer Protection Act. So that gets to the root of this lawsuit. The judge basically sided with Homestead Farms, the golf club there, and how they dealt with setting maintenance fees for the course and common areas there. Trial is expected to last a few weeks. The course has been closed since August. It would be really really nice to get it reopened again, not to diminish the concerns of the residents there. They do have some legitimate concerns, but hopefully they can come to an agreement during that trial that satisfies everyone and this doesn't drag on in perpetuity forever. Because I drove through that golf course area and it's starting to look a little rough. You know? It's nothing quite as depressing as a ill-kept golf course. So yeah. You get that thing back looking beautiful and people back out there slaying those... what do you call them? Greens. Get out there and slay the greens
slay
up
the
in
greens.
Linden. Another fun thing to do in Linden. Hope we get it back on the docket. So
there we go.
We're moving forward, though. So that's good news.
Excellent. And if there are any avid golfers out there, slaying the greens is going to be your new term for whatever it is that you get when you get a hole-in-one or a really nice...
It's all about that short game, baby.
There we go. Our man about Linden this morning, Adam Smith, joining us. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dion.